what can you do this weekend that won't cost you anything? In fact, what can you do in London that don't cost nothing at all? Talk the Walk with John the Cabby, BBC 94.9. We live in the most beautiful city on the planet Earth, and let's go around and have a look at the joys that are there to be seen. Talk the Walk with John the Cabby, BBC 94.9. My name's Big George, and I talk to cab driver John Kennedy about the best walks in London. It's fascinating. Talk the Walk with John the Cabby, BBC 94.9. And here's a cast iron guarantee. It's walking through the streets of London, but without any sight of Ralph McTell. Oi! Oi! Right, I tell you what, John. Thank you very much. John always brings in a nice selection of biscuits, and today he's brought in some Maltesers.
Yeah, chocolates, Maltesers.
I've just counted up. I've just eaten 22 Maltesers. Now, that can't be right, can it? Now, I mean, the thing is, I can't sugar the pill in it. I actually have eaten 22 Maltesers in just glumps. And I don't feel good about myself.
Yeah, but if you're going to eat any form of chocolate covered they're the best to have.
Chocolate to excess. I'm going to have 23. Okay, here we go.
Oh. Live on air.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah. A radio first, that was. 23rd Malteser from Vox.
Do you know? Yeah, no, do you know what? I've had enough now. But the thing about Maltesers is that if you're careful with them, you'll know just at the moment you've had enough.
They're not like Rolos. No. You have to give your last one when you want. Do you mean?
I'll give my last Rolo away. Beanie, if you want my last Rolo, hard luck, you're too far away. So by the time you get here on the bus, I'll have it now. Buy you another
Can packet. I say something, by the way?
Yeah.
What a show last night you put on.
Well, we don't
and
know
Ollie.
This.
Production. I mean, you know, I mean that really did earn yourself. It was an amazing show.
Mm. Well, I mean,
some really good guests. I mean, I thought people calling in, you know, literally off the hook, innit? I mean, you know,
it's a talking point, isn't it?
Yeah, really was. I mean, amazing show.
Do you know what? No one's talked about MPs' expenses today. No one's talked about Jordan and Peter today. No one's talked about any of that. It's been Michael Jackson all day long.
I met someone at a tea store last night, and he was saying that, you know, in life, in the world, what you have sometimes is you find threes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about it today, and there was a third died this week.
Oh.
That lady in Iran. Do you know?
Yep. Quite
because
a nice
I went past Prince's Gate tonight, and they had a silent candlelit vigil. There must have been 700-800 people there. And when you know, the idea for me, look, obviously people loved Michael Jackson's music, and, you know, but it shows you how it can put everything to one side.
Yeah. Music. I mean, because Farrah Fawcett, who?
Yeah.
It is massive. Anyway, let's move on, because we're now the 2 days away from it, and we're on Talk the Walk now. Then, John, you've been spending a lot of time sort of like quite central, but you've kind of gone slightly off the beaten track, still in a really upmarket part of London.
We have. We've gone west. Mm-hmm. Is best, as they say sometimes. We're on a flight path here. I mean, this is an amazing bit of London. Stevenage Road.
Right.
Now, a certain group of football fans will know this place, or most London football fans will know, that with teams in the Premiership. Stevenage Road, corner of Greswell Street. We're standing literally outside the home of Fulham Football Ground.
Craven Cottage.
Craven Cottage, the most beautiful frontage entrance to a football ground that it probably exists.
Mm-hmm.
It's listed. There's work going on at the moment. Absolutely just fantastic. Beautiful red brickwork, wonderful stonework with the FFC, Fulham Football Club. Stonework you'll see within the brickwork. And then the date, 1905 it is. I mean, to do it the date when the actual Craven Cottage, I think the ground was actually open. I think the first game was played around 1906. The club, though, was formed in the late 19th century, around 1880, around that time. I'm not a football fan, so I'm not going to start making out. I mean, I'm a lover of...
There will be a few sad, tragic Fulham fans out there that are now compiling their stats to call in.
Stato.
All right, Ollie, when they do call in, put them on and you watch me bounce them around like the cruel interrogator that I am. So,
but,
John...
But what you do notice at ground level here at Stevenage Road is you're literally parallel with the Fulham Palace Road, a very busy through fair, because it's a road that runs literally directly north from Putney Bridge, right the way through to Hammersmith, and but you're banked against the Thames as well. The football ground is actually, the Thames is behind it. And you don't actually realise, this sounds odd now, you're in London, it was peaceful, sedate, until a jumbo goes ahead. It's on the flight path. Yeah. It's absolutely, and I spoke to a resident, and she said, they don't always fly this way, they do alter the flight paths, give people a bit, yeah. Spread the noise, so give people a break. And, you wouldn't have thought where you were, but then I walked into an entrance hospitality bit there on Stevenage Road, just had a chat with a lady behind the counter, I looked at some pictures, and there it was, black and white photographs of Craven Cottage, I'd say, not in its heyday, because actually probably is in its heyday now, in the sense mm-hmm. it's making money more than ever, but this was the heyday when football really was a working class game.
Yeah, everybody stood up on the terraces,
and these are
it?
Black and white photos, mm-hmm. and it just shows the men, working class men.
With their caps on.
With their coats on, suits on,
mm-hmm.
you know, nice Macs on, going through the turnstiles. So they're going into the turnstiles through these black doors they've got, and you see it there. Now I'm seeing it in colour for myself, real. Something about a black and white photo.
Yeah, very evocative.
You notice everything.
Mm-hmm.
You actually, your eyes pick up, you look for detail, whereas colour, you get distracted, you look for the reds, you look for the yellows, you ignore the dark and the light sometimes. It's you look more for the colours, and it is amazing, this little place. So there I am, standing in the middle of the road, very little traffic. Probably everyone from around there's probably, I don't know, a lot of them. It's a lot of mothers around here. There's a lot of families. It's the houses are terraced. These used to be working class homes.
Yeah.
These are now middle stroke upper.
Yeah.
You know, even in a recession, you only got to look at the cars that are parked around the area.
I mean, these are million plus houses, aren't they?
Now, the other reason why Stevenage Road is very quiet, it's blocked off halfway. That way, the council didn't want people using it as a rat run.
So, you can't use this as a rat run, then?
But you can use it south of Harbord Street from the Fulham Palace Road. Inglethorpe, there's actually bollards blocking you off, so you're unable to use the bit that you actually want to use. You mean, like, the way the rat run would work. So, it's one of those, you learn it on the knowledge like you do, like, it's annoying type thing. So, mm-hmm. it's really only residents and then cab drivers that tend to get down here, and then football fans en masse. What is wonderful down here, though, is, how you've got... You see the floodlights stand out. You see that you hear the planes going across, and you can see the planes going across. Beautiful blue sky, wonderful, lovely trees in the distance. And then the beautiful homes and the gardens. And then you see the street furniture. And that's, again, how you know. Well, one, it says Fulham Football Club, and you can see that all over the place. But it gives you the parking restrictions for match day. And now they have the little fold-down signs that only give you one hour to park. So if you thought you'd dump it on a bay and run in, watch the game and come out, it ain't happening. You're going to get clamped. You're going to get towed. And it's... Yeah, it's odd, isn't it, Al? I mean...
I got a ticket today. I'm not happy about that.
Appeal.
No, do you know, I've appealed about four, and they've all said no, appeal rejected.
It don't matter. You appeal to the tribunal, and then you win.
No, but they'll...
No,
they'll say it's issued correctly.
Well, you appeal to the tribunal. You'd be surprised.
All right.
And then, at least, you have the satisfaction of costing the council more than the actual ticket. I appeal every ticket and I win. And 8 out of 10 tickets, I win.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee that. But you will notice with the street furniture, it's nice to see, isn't it? You've still got a working class game in a middle class area. And, we're talking Mr. Mohammed Fayed here, aren't we? Owns the club.
Yep.
They've done a fantastic job here. It's nice, because you're actually at the edge of this. Greswell Street, when you look at it, you're close to some of the banks, the stands, the old terracing. You're actually close to some of the boxes. You're only 30, 40 yards away. You're that close. I mean, I got to an entrance to the pitch. I can see the hallowed turf. I'm begging to walk through. Could I go through and take a picture?
No.
We're doing some work, health and safety. I was like, and you just think, should I just run through anyway?
I mean, health and
what's
safety.
What's he going to do?
It's a bit of grass. What's health and safety about a bit of grass?
Someone working ahead. The usual. But it wasn't her fault. But I'll tell you what is interesting down here, though. As you walk along, you'll notice the scaffolding where they're renovating this listed part of Craven Cottage. So you'll still see, if you get down on this walk, you'll still see some of the net up for safety reasons. But what you will also notice is Fulham football's one of their most famous players. There was a number of them. Alan Mullery started there as a young man. Rodney Marsh started there as a young man. Alan Clark started there as a young man.
So George Best played
and
there.
And then George Best went there. Bobby Moore went there after he did in the 70s, didn't he? And then Alan Clark went back. So, a London club with pedigree and history. But Johnny Haynes, this was the first man to earn £100
a week. Yep.
Now, when you think about it, £100 a week back then... That's good money. Serious money, actually, because when you consider some people are only on about £200 a week today,
mm-hmm.
thinking of it, we haven't moved that far.
No.
But first hundred, and there's a beautiful statue of this man outside on right by the entrance here. It is a fantastic statue. And the plinth, the cylindrical plinth he stands upon, is made of brick. Nice change. And the brick matches with the red brick, it does, to the building. Plenty of thought gone in this. The studs on his boot, that's what impressed me. And he's standing there, typical footballer, hand on hip, one arm down, and the foot out, boot on top. And he's rolled the boot partly over. He was a captain of England also. This is a beautiful statue, and it's nice to see someone not wasting a large lump of granite mm-hmm. on a plinth alone. You know, I mean, and he's not too high up. Still not right down where I want him to be. But then again, he's a working class man, so maybe he deserves to be on a plinth for a change. You mean? So I can live with him being on a plinth, actually.
Yeah, he's a top man. Although, having said that, if you think about wages today, you know, he was a top player, paid player of the day.
Yeah.
And, in 40 years, it's gone up 5,000%.
Yeah, for the top players, that's right, yeah.
5,000%. Yeah. That's how much Ronaldo's getting. He's getting £500,000 a week. He got £100 a week.
Yeah, well...
Madness. You
know, and he's
madness,
I'd say he's more passionate about the game.
Yeah, of course he is.
That's my own opinion.
Although Ronaldo is
a good player.
My most enduring memory of Fulham, I've been there a few times, was... I wasn't there, but I was sure on Match of the Day, when George Best and Bobby Moore were on the same team, and they kind of started tackling each other. Do you remember that? And then they started to do a little dance. Lovely. Right, so what else is down in
Stevens? What else are we down here? Well, what you will notice, when you'll see some of the turnstile entries, they call it the Putney End, they do entrance, I think it is. When you just look over the wall ain't too high, and you see, like, just it looks like a cottage, a house, and it just says Fulham Football Club on there, painted black with white, Fulham Football Club. I like that. You'll see this on, like, when we put the pictures up on the website. There's a love. It's just nice, the way it says, the Fulham Football Club. And it's just a black, the end of the old pitch roof, end of a house, just painted black and in white letters. Nice, cheap and cheerful spot. You can spot that a mile off, even late at night. Anyway, go past it. What do we come to? Well, some lovely green stroke old painting on some railings here. And it's Bishop's Park.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? I've been past it. I've seen it on a map, certainly. Certainly gone past in me cab, certainly been down here on me knowledge. But you know what? I've never walked into Bishop's Park, so I thought, why not? Let's have a walk today. It was a beautiful summer's evening, so I entered into Bishop's Park. What have we got? Hammersmith and Fulham Council's the borough council. We've got a very, very nice, colourful, actually, very simple index board telling you exactly what's going on in the park. And I was shocked, actually, what actually is going on here. It seems a hell of a lot for a small park that it is.
Right. What?
Well, straight away, you notice this banked area that drops down. And it's there's some rugby posts there. So right next to a football ground, we have a couple of rugby posts and two sort of like smaller five-a-side goals. So we got one people playing football, then the other lot egg chasing. So there is the influence of the middle classes right here next door to football, you know. But it's good to see.
Oh, yeah, sport. Yeah. You know, young people playing sport, boys and girls playing sport. It's got to be a good thing, isn't
so
it?
So anyway, we're going to walk straight ahead into the park and we're going to head towards the Thames. Okay, because we're right banked up against the Thames, so we're actually walking at the end, one of the goal ends. We're running parallel next to Fulham Football Ground. Bit of an old building there, look a bit stained, bit upsetting because it looked a bit dilapidated. This building in the park, bit of vandalism, but you can see the Thames in the distance. And I get there, and I actually think I've found probably the most perfect park bench in London.
Why would you say it's the most perfect park bench, John McCabby?
It's sitting there, and you've got your own railing, mm-hmm. It's enough room for three, and you just stare at the Thames. And there it is, and it just flows on by. And at that moment in time, the Thames was flowing out towards its estuary, it was like. So I think they call that, is it downstream they call
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, isn't downstream,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was going out towards the barrier, I'd say. So the water, you could see the water movement, you could.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a beautiful summer's evening. But the tree canopy now to my left, because I'm in the top corner of Bishop's Park. So imagine where we are, George. We're right on the banks of the Thames, in a corner, stuck between Fulham Football Ground and the Thames itself, the top corner of Bishop's Park.
Right.
Now, to your left, you've got these beautiful railings you have. Just three-tiered railings, nice and high, 6'2". No chance of me falling into the Thames from there unless I wanted to jump in. I wouldn't advise you to, although there are life rings, but it does give you little warning signs along there. And what you'll notice is these wonderful, really old trees. And there's just this ultimate shade. And between every couple of trees are more park benches, but I've found the best one in the corner. And you'll get, you know, it is just stunning, this park bench, because you just look out and you look at the Thames and you're looking across to Putney.
Mm-hmm.
and you're looking across to the rowing clubs.
Now, you say about seeing these benches, you put this up on a website, don't you?
The pictures. Yes, yeah, people will be able to see these.
And we'll give the name check again later, but it's freedlondonevents.co.uk.
Right. Yeah, and they'll get to see these pictures. But there I am again. I'm wondering where I am for a moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, I live miles away in the countryside. I'm thinking, am I there? And then I hear the sound of jumbos. And it brings you back to reality, it does.
How many do you hear?
Every 2 minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah, literally.
For the whole time you was there?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, driving up the wall, wouldn't it?
But you get used to it. You block it out, don't you? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's all or you buy a good set of Bose headphones, you know, noise reduction. But what was interesting now, I've got people walking dogs. I've got people playing football on the grass here. I've got people with their dogs running around the grass here. I've got people rollerblading. I've got people sitting there listening to their iPod. I've got one bloke repairing his bike. I'm walking along taking some pictures. There was so much activity going on with very few people, and yet everyone was interacting. I haven't seen this in the park for a long time, because our rural parks, we just see people walking around, sitting down, eating, listening to the music, whatever, or playing around. This was different. People were keeping fit. It was quite active, you know, and I think the people are around there anyway. Part of the jobs they did, all sitting down. But this was just a beautiful walk. I kept walking, and the tree lines, and the trees then, obviously, look, it's got its roots in the ground, but what is it really after? It's after water as well as sunlight. So the trees are actually, literally, hanging over into the Thames and nearly touching, you know, the leaves. You can just see what they're, and they look like they're grasping. This was like art, you know, at nature. I was actually quite amazed what I saw today, because I wasn't expecting this. And it was quite a warm evening. I've got a shirt on. You know, I don't wear shorts anymore.
Now, this particular park, is this for locals, or do you think people make a pilgrimage to go here?
This is for locals. People don't really know about this park. I mean, oddly enough, I mean, you know, what we're going to look at next week is the Fulham Palace, which is attached to this, which is fantastic, the grounds are. But people don't realise what's here. This is a treasure. And like I said, I come across a life aid, the old ring, you know, and it's there. Isn't that a good sign? It's there. You know, it isn't missing.
Yeah. That is a good sign.
It really is. It's not missing. And then the shadow. What was happening with the railings? You were getting these shadows of sunlight were then producing lines onto the tarmac where I'm walking. And it just made it look like it was, like, I don't know, some sort of running track. And then there's this massive tree I come across, but it looks like a hand. A massive hand, just with the five fingers sticking out. And then I hear a motorboat in the distance, and this guy's coming along, and he... You know what? There's moments like, you know, when you can be cool, can't you?
Yeah.
And this guy was on this big boat. This was cool. I took some photos of it. You know, I'm not into doing that normally.
Yeah.
But this was a nice moment. I mean, because, you know, at any moment he can just let rip roar on that engine and he's going to leave a wake behind him. There's no rowers going to survive. But he's keeping to the speed limit. You know, after you get past, I think, is it Hammersmith or Putney, you've got a reduced
speed. Do they have speed cameras on the Thames?
They got... Police, I mean, if they come near you, I mean, the RNLI, I know the lifeboat people have been complained about sometimes on their launches, they've sunk a few rowers, you know, look, because the wake does the rowers, doesn't it? You know, not deliberately, but...
Yeah, but then just turn back and do their job twice. You know,
I knew you were going to say that. I feel bad. I'm not against rowing.
I think they get paid per job. That's why they do it. But I actually was talking to stop yourself, job. I was talking to a river copper because I'm just about to say something serious. He said the biggest thing they have to do is pulling bodies out of the river.
Oh, I know. Well, that's why there's loads sometimes. Because when you put the barrier up, then they bounce. It sounds, oh, don't, you know, like, you leave one open gate, mm-hmm. and then the water still flows, but it's slow, and it'll bounce up against the gate. And, you know, we've talked about the barrier, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's funny, actually. We have talked about the barrier, and we're up the other end. Now, what I then all of a sudden saw through some trees was a balustrade. A balustrade.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, what you'll notice on the edges of buildings or down Whitehall now. And there it is, Fulham Borough Council, then a crest. And there's this sort of sunken area with a little paddling pool. And you could hear kids paddling about, you could. Then there's this area where people are playing basketball. I think this park's got activities going on. And then I come across these stairs then this half a word saying ferry, where stairs leading down into the Thames. So someone was obviously docking a small ferry here mm-hmm. at some point. And it's gone. And it's these beautiful old green wrought iron gates. And then I come across a lovely tree and this lovely stone roundabout with some beautiful flowers just laid out, an entrance to Fulham Palace, a couple of more collapsible bollards waiting there, blocking cars going into Bishop's Park and Fulham Palace itself. It's the home of, wasn't it, a home of the Archbishop of Canterbury, wasn't it? I think it was, you know, it was one of them. This has got so much, this park, to offer. Then I found a lovely cafeteria.
You always find a cafeteria, and then you always bow, so you haven't broken your rule yet.
But it was closed, so I did not break the golden rule. But what we do know about the history of Bishop's Park is what it was a chap called Sir John Hutton, chairman of London County Council, formerly out in Bishop's Park in 1893. The park included landowners of the Bishop's Walk, Bishop's Meadow and West Meadow, which were conveyed by the Ecclesiastical Commissioners. So we're talking about, I think, like to do with the church, aren't we? As lords of the manor of Fulham, to the Fulham District Fulham District Board of Works, on the condition that the land should be laid out and maintained as a public recreation ground. So people giving the good people of London something back. And that's what this has remained. Now, it turns out the meadows, they had been protected from flooding. Obviously, you're banked up against the Thames. Guess why? Someone built an embankment. And then in addition to the river wall, was built, who is it? Joseph Mears, between 1889 and 1893.
Right.
This is, again, just wonderful. I mean, great bit of London history here. And then, where am I now? Because I get to the cafeteria, I'm right back, literally, on Stevenage Road, but inside the park. And again, I'm just walking through, and then there's people walking their dogs, and there's a cycle track, couple of roller skaters come past me, and I get back to that wonderful little entrance right by, what is it? It'll be Ellerly Street, is it's called, I think.
All right, Ellerly Street.
That's where we are. So it's
so if you was to go down Fulham, if you wanted to see this and you were driving,
off, get to Fulham Football Ground.
Yeah. So you would, turn down Ellerly Street.
No. Come down off Harbord Street, off the Fulham Palace Road. Turn left into Stevenage Road. Get to Greswell Street. We're literally outside Fulham Football Club. Walk down.
Is there meters there?
Yeah. Yes. You actually, they only charge you between 9 and 5. So you can park free after 5 p.m.
All right.
Other on match days. So remember that, but it tells you that, match days restriction, it does tell you that. So that was quite handy, because I was there at 6 tonight, so I thought normally it cost me £2 or £3, but it didn't. So that was fantastic.
Has this walk cost you anything at all?
Nothing.
Because some of the other ones have.
Yeah.
You know, it's
well,
like...
I've got a parking ticket on the Knightsbridge one.
Ollie, he's not getting that out of expenses.
I got a parking ticket on the Knightsbridge. The thing with that one, that happened when I had... I had let a fare off and she'd walked off to get some change. And when I went to get her, then I went back and I got a ticket. I'm like, hang on, what am I doing? The woman's been away 3 minutes from the cab. I think she might have walked off and left me. And that's how that walk was created, you see. Sometimes, like this walk, I got a fare down here today. So sometimes these are, you know, ad hoc a bit. And it's nice to let the randomness of punters and the job. People don't realise it's a secret. I'm letting you into on talk the walk here. You know, it's just the randomness of it. But
oh no, I mean, basically, you've given out a little secret, you know, haven here, haven't you?
We have, yeah. This is, and I tell you what, you can park your car here, nice tree canopy anyway, and your car remains cool as well because of the way the sun.
Yeah, but
sets.
Then it gets a load of sap dripped on it, John. Right, okay. Are you ready? Have you lost your voice over the last couple of weeks, Jerome?
Haven't been too well, but I'm getting better.
Ah, let's see what it sounds like. Right, are you ready then, mate?
Yes.
Right, Ollie, send this off to EMI, see how we do.
Talk the Walk with John the Cabbie, BBC 94.9.
That's right, John the Cabbie, John Kennedy turned up today talking about the area around Craven Cottage, Fulham Football Ground place on
Talk the Walk with John the Cabbie, BBC 94.9.
See, the thing about John the Cabbie is he talks a good walk, but every now and then he says about his clarinet, but has he brought it in yet?
Talk the Walk with John the Cabbie. BBC 94.9.
Do you know what, Ollie? I think I'd rather see that clarinet.